real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Laura Russin here sitting in the studio.
Woo-hoo.
Also, good morning to you.
Laura's here with us
we have
this morning.
Had lots of people in and out for this show for sure. So
a lot going on.
Yeah, I guess normally I would be a subject, but I was going to just first say thank you, or not thank you, but congratulations to you.
Yeah,
and
almost.
Thank you, but congratulations to you, at least for
where we're at right
for
now.
For where you're at with back to the
50s.
Yes,
yeah.
It's been hanging out there for
right.
a while. And
it's
he's
been out there for a good 3 years.
And
I know I've
loyal
had it for,
to you. And,
yes.
Yes, and it's finally almost ready to take that final step.
Yeah, we have had 50s drive-in for at least a couple years with Jakeway. And before us, Sherry Rayfield had it for a year with Coldwell Banker. So we've been on the market with 50s drive-in for at least going on 3 years. So we got him a great, strong buyer. Local to South Haven. We haven't closed yet, so I don't want to let that cat out of the bag
right.
just yet. But the good news is that it's a local and everybody's going to know who he is.
That's great.
I know. Yeah. It's so exciting. And it really went quick.
Makes me want to start playing the guessing game right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I could give you three chances.
No chances, no hints.
No.
We'll just leave
wait.
It as is because you know what? The thing will be
I have
is,
to say no. No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I guess I might hit that right on the nail
on
the first one.
Everybody loves Back to the 50s. Ernie has done a great job. He's been running over there for a good 20 years, and he's got it down packed for his famous burgers and his famous Italian beefs, what everybody loves. He's got some great shakes. So he's done a really good job running business there.
Now, is this prospective buyer, is he going to keep it the same?
He's
going to
keep a lot of the things the same. He does want Ernie's recipes as far as, you know, some of his famous sandwiches.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm sure he's going to add his own twist to it also.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there to be
easy
happy to
do.
Hear that.
Yeah, it's really easy to create or take off from the previous owner and then add a couple things, right, Laura?
Right. I was just thinking that was my first job.
Oh my gosh.
And it was A&W. And I was trying to think.
Were you on roller skates?
No.
I don't know why. There was a roller skate at one time, but not
yeah,
then.
Way before me, because I don't remember it.
No, it was after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did roller skates after for a short period of time, but yeah.
I wonder how many owners have been in that building.
Well, we know that the A&W people were there for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say 40 years or 30 plus, don't you think?
The A&W owners,
they owned it for quite a while. They had the apartment in the back.
Right.
And now that's all office space and prep area in the back to the 50s. And he's sitting on a half acre, so there's some room in the back to maybe do something as far as more parking, or maybe if you wanted to do some storage units.
Mm.
You know, there was that extra room. But, of course, he was right next to the soccer field, which I haven't seen him playing soccer there lately.
No, that's because they're still trying to get the grass ready, I believe. It just hasn't been quite what they... I don't know.
I wasn't sure if they were moving them or
what
the deal was, because weren't they doing some work over here on the old Lapel?
Right, 14th Avenue?
Yeah.
Did you give him the idea that we said about putting in bleachers right there so you could serve alcohol to all the kids? No, yeah, all the kids, all the parents that want to drink during the games.
Well, I was thinking the bleacher was a great idea because, you know, then you'd just come right over to the drive-in and get your little snacks and your burgers, which that's great. Everybody that goes to the games always want a hot dog.
That's what I was thinking, a hot dog and a root beer float.
It's just a given. Even if you're not hungry and you go to the game, you want a hot dog.
Right.
So maybe the new buyer has some plans of doing something creative like that. But this building's a really nice, strong, solid brick building, a block, I should say. It's a cylinder block building. So it's really sturdy. Ernie's done a great job on updating the roofs and the supports on the drive-in area. So this building's going to last, you know, for quite a while for the next buyer. So we're excited for Ernie to close this chapter. Yeah. And start a new one.
Yeah, getting tired of talking about it. Time for it to go.
Yeah, it's
Wrap it up.
A new buyer. Sometimes these commercials are, you know, they can be tough birds, and they take a little bit longer, a little bit more ingenuity to sell them. And we've talked about commercial going land contracts. You know, a lot of times commercial doesn't fly by a lender. And today it's even more tougher to get a commercial note from a lender for a restaurant. You know, they're the number one failing commercial businesses. So it's really tough to get a commercial restaurant loan. You either have to have some experience behind your belt. Definitely got to have a business plan. We've talked about that. Even if you are to go land contract, you still want a business plan and outlook of how you're going to do the business. Yeah. But this deal is going down. And it's going down quick. We are going to be closing this July 31st.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of the month.
Yeah, so this one's going to go real quick. We're going to see a change over hands, another turnkey business. And turnkey means the seller walks out and the buyer walks in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be pretty neat. He's going to be able to jump right into the Ring of Fire and start serving hot dogs and hamburgers shortly after the seller walks out. And we all know who that is. That's Ernie.
Yes.
Whoa. He's local to South Haven and graduated here. So a lot of people know the Molina family and, of course, Ernie. He's done a great job.
I wonder if he
there.
Has his Ram Salute tickets yet. He can celebrate. We'll help throw a big party for him.
Yeah. Well, he does have plans. So, I mean, it's that could be a possibility. I'm sure he's going to be sticking around for a little bit to hand over the keys to the new owner, kind of make sure he's got things down right. So Ernie is going to be involved in the changeover. And then we're going to see some new owners in there real
all
quick.
Right. Well, you got about 15, 20 seconds. How's Ernie feeling about
sure.
all this?
It's bittersweet. You know, Ernie's been running this business for well over 20 years. And just like anybody that's had a business for that long, it can be yeah. bittersweet. But at the same time, you're really happy to close this
yeah.
chapter. You know,
I know exactly how he feels.
Yeah, you're yes. tired and you kind of maybe be yeah. a little bit bored with, you know, since you conquered this business and you got it down pack, you're ready to yeah. Pass the wand to the yeah. next owner.
Longest 15 seconds ever, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Laura Russin here in the studio. She's writing a script. She's got to write a commercial.
She's working on the Ram Salute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. That's the big party in August at the Lake Arvista.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to make my way out there. I haven't been out there since we did.
I love the restaurant.
I've heard so many great things about it. I'm excited for the golf. Miniature golf to go in. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a great hit for South Haven and for the families, the family, you know, gathering. You want to do something with your kids and you take them out there. There's places, the food is for both the kids and adults from what I understand.
Right. Nice
and
menu.
And then, you know, you got the water slides and now the golf, which everybody loves miniature golf.
Even it's supposed to be a challenging one. The other side of the silos has all the food that the kids are eating.
Oh,
there's a concession stand
over
there.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
So that's where all the kids are, and the adults will come over there and have real food. I mean, I see a few kids over there, but for the most part, over in the restaurant, it's mostly adults, and the kids are kicking it around the concession stand.
Yeah.
It's such a great place because there's really is something for everybody. You know, Dad wants to do some disc golf. He can do that. The kids are doing that.
Yeah.
Swimming.
If Dad wants to sit on that deck and drink beer all day and watch his kids go around and around or play on the Wibbit and then whatever that, I don't know what they call the thing that goes.
Yeah.
Right, the skiing
thing. The thing that they ski on, a kneeboard.
We should probably learn the proper name.
He should do a commercial.
Yes, definitely.
You know, for that, because that
well, you should call
really
him and tell him that.
Exciting, you know, do a commercial, Brian.
Because I don't think he's ever been told that before.
Yeah, I seen one, I seen a small billboard coming southbound for Lake Arvista. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, somewhere like between exit 18 and probably 22.
Yeah, I know, don't worry. I tell him all the time he needs to do some of that stuff.
Right,
but,
right. Well, he's so busy doing so much out there.
His mind is on the
priorities.
Is on the build.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It always has. It's his sandbox. It's his, that's his play place. I mean, he's just constantly, he's working on that right now, and he's working on around the miniature golf, working on an amphitheater, still developing stuff out on back 90 or 100 something acres.
Yeah. I'll be excited to see him start the real estate part out there because he's got a lot of lots already set up for housing. Right.
Yeah, I think a little cottages.
And I think those
housing.
Are out back by the island area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right there, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting when he does start that. I'm sure with his list of things, he has to put things in perspective because it's just so much.
He's got a lot of stuff going on, and I think that's a big build. He could probably use another person or two that are actually, you know, Scott Smith is out there doing a lot of. Really his second-hand man, but he really needs another second-hand man and probably another second-hand man just because he's got
a million things going on. You know, well over 200 acres there.
I thought you were going to say employees, but I would say that.
I was going to say, he has quite
a
few.
He's
got
a small
at
army.
Least, I'm going to say, 80 plots. So that right there's 240, so a well over 200 acres
from
66 all the way to 68th. He owns property in between.
When
we
had him on
the
show a month or two ago, I think he said how much acreage was out there. But
He's got a lot of room to build.
Yes,
he's got a lot of room to grow and to develop. You know, all these great ideas, which
he could even dig more sand holes if he wanted.
Yeah,
he's got so much room.
I have not spent too much time out there, so I'd love to get out there and check it out when the Ram Salute comes up to play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is August
26th.
August 26th. Yes. And so, for all of our class of 1981, that was looking to get together, this would be a great opportunity because you get to you know, hang out with the upper class, yeah. and I didn't know too many of my lower
and
class.
And it's big enough where you can get away from everybody, from all the classes for a little while if you have to.
You know, it really is, because there's shade over there. There's room for picnic tables and blankets. So if you want to be right up next to the music, you can do that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be across the water and, you know, just chill out, mm-hmm. there's room for that, too.
And if you even needed to get away for a minute and go to the other side by all the other lakes and the restaurant or whatever, you can do that, too. I think most people probably stay close because we're going to have everything there. There's going to be food, drink, and music. What else do you need?
Your right. camper.
And well, the camper, that'll be over by the Flywheelers. And if you camp, which you can go on the website, ramsalute.com, and you can get the details for camping and get a phone number. Do I hear music going on in here?
Does, oh my goodness.
Miss Tina's phone. Whoops. Yeah, okay.
yeah, I'm a busy lady. You know, now that we've taken the laundromat on, I'm still a full-time realtor. And
right.
that they're both my priorities, and I try to balance them both out, where I take some time out for doing the real estate. And then, of course, I've got some designated time for the laundromat. And the laundromat's been extremely busy. Of course, we've jumped into the middle of the season into this, and jumping into something that we knew nothing about. So learning the laundry processing was the first month, and the second month has been a little bit more manageable, and I sleep really good at night now.
Yeah. I think it might be harder to sleep with so much more
No,
more
actually,
stress.
I sleep so good.
It's because you're just dead?
You know, I'm just
so
tired.
More physical.
Legs are rubber.
Yes, yes.
Arms don't work.
And it's not like you're losing sleep because, you know, it's too much. We've been able to manage the laundromat between Mark and I, and our daughter's managing. And again, we got to keep two of the girls, Sabina and Rose, mm-hmm. Which were longtime employees with Village Coin Laundry. They've been a great help with the transition. These girls knew the laundromat. Again, Rose has been with them for 12 years. She actually ran the laundromat for the last couple years for less. So we're grateful to have those two, and you know, and I'm grateful to be able to continue my real estate career, which I still love very much.
Well, while we're talking laundry for one more minute, you want to throw out contact information for Goodies Wash and Go?
Yeah, Goodies Wash and Go. We're really pushing for our locals to try the wash, fold, and dry, or wash, dry, and fold. And we're throwing out some Wild Wednesday special and promotions. So get on our website, or not our website, but get on our Facebook, because right now we're working on the website. Of course, the laundromat is at 354 Blue Star Highway. We're open 7 days from 8 to 8. And you can always call us for scheduling, or just drop in with your laundry. We're open again 7 days a week from 8 to 8.
Mm. All right. Well, we need to take a break because it's radio here, and it's time for another commercial. So we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Boondock Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich here in the studio. Laura Russell still in the studio too. And it's that time. So what do you want? We want to talk clothes or laundromat, or we want to talk real estate?
We want to talk some real estate, of course. This is our newest listing I'm working on is at 1010 St. Joseph in the city limits. Just
can't believe
a couple
that's not
blocks.
Sold already.
A lot of attention, a couple blocks from Monroe Boulevard. A nice little two-bedroom, one-bath bungalow. Sits on a larger lot than most. It's a 50 by 150. Most of our city lots run 50 by 100. This one doesn't have a garage with it, so the extra large lot gives you room to put a garage. I believe there was a garage there at one time because this
it
cottage
looked,
is...
It looked like there was, as nice as that
yeah,
driveway is.
Yeah, it's the original floor plan. So nothing has been, you know, as far as any additions or any fabrication going on with this home. This is the original floor plan. It does have new siding, vinyl siding, so that makes it look really super cute. It has the porch on the front, and part of the porch was enclosed for the front bedroom, so that gave the front bedroom some nice extra room, maybe for an extra bathroom, an office space. So the one bedroom is much larger than the other. The back bedroom also, you know, there's room since you got an extra lot. You could add on to the home for an extra large bedroom and add the extra bathroom because, again, we all know how we would love to
have
two bathrooms.
There's a back deck on that house, right?
Back deck. It does have a full basement, and one of the nice features is the homeowner just got done with a B-dry system, which there was not any massive water in the basement. Sometimes when you get flooding, you might result to a B-dry system, which is where the basement company comes in, and they will cut out the perimeter of the basement, put some gravel in, or a drain, and then put some gravel in. So if there's any water that does get in the basement, it'll go through that. So this system is a lifetime warranty and is transferred to the new owners. Yeah. This home is listed for $350,000. It has 1,125 square foot. We talked about, you know, the city limits of South Haven, Broadway, and west of that, everything is 500 and up now.
It's certainly got a great front porch and that. I still, like I said, my favorite part of the house was the open floor plan for the living room and the kitchen.
Yeah, super cute. If you're looking to downsize, maybe you got that large, massive home that you do not need anymore, and those are selling very quickly on the market. Everybody loves the larger homes for the short-term rentals. But if you found yourself in a large home and you're not using all the space, and you know you want to downsize, this would be a great location and a great downsize to the two-bedroom, one-bath. Plus, you have the basement. So it really fits a couple people, maybe the younger group or the younger couple that's not looking for the massive $500,000 and up, needs something simple. Again, South Haven is still on a rise. All of our properties have been only positive. Yeah. Nothing has ever fell negative in our area.
And if you're tired of your tiny home, you can upsize.
Yes. Yeah. If you have a tiny home, you know, definitely. What I like about this one, Rob, is it's only like 7 or 8 blocks from the Blue Stairs. If you know where the Blue Stairs, those are the entry to the South Beach just before the actual entry.
You're close enough to smell the water.
Basils. You can hear the water from this home. So if you're sitting on your back deck, you can hear Lake Michigan, and that means you can feel the breeze, you can feel the closeness to Lake Michigan, and not have to pay the high property taxes to be up on the front of Lake Michigan. So this home has a lot going for it. If you're looking for something simple in South Haven, if you're trying to get over to South Haven and get a slice of our South Haven, this, you can't beat the price for $350,000.
Well, we're about we're over halfway through this segment, so you got a little more time to talk about another one.
Yep. Besides the 1010 St. Joseph, we just recently listed two blueberry farms, one out on Desirable 62nd and 104th. Those are in Casco Township. One of them's 19.3 acres, has a nice production going on it, so they're collecting an income on the 19.3. And then one on 104th, these properties do touch each other. They're adjacent. So the other one for the 18.1 acres has a 45 by 70 pole barn with 16-foot doors. So big enough for your picker to come in, big enough to do production as far as maybe sorting, packing blueberries, because that was in this pole barn at one time. There's a walk-in cooler. Maybe that needs some attention. I'm not sure, because of course that's old school in there, but there is a walk-in cooler. If anything, it would be great for storage. Yeah. That property also has a beautiful pond on it. So if you're looking for some acreage to build, this one here, the Mother Nature has taken back some of the berries. So there's a great place to build and maybe not do any blueberries. You know, maybe trim up some of the ones for your own self, but there's some great areas to build on. That both of these properties are 200 apiece. So we've got an 18.1 lot and we've got a 19.3 with a production. And $200,000 a piece, which is very, you know, reasonable for the Casco area, which is the most desirable.
Perfect if you want to get into the business.
That, and if you're looking to build, I see a lot of homes going up now on orchards, in our farms, because we just don't have, you know, that acreage available anymore.
Yeah. Well, we have run out of our time. If I give some contact info, we have.
All right. So, yeah, if you have any questions on anything that we talked about today, please give me a call. Shoot me a text, 269-759-1076. Yeah. You can always stop in at the Laundromat, Goodies Wash and Go. You can find me on social media, List with Tina, and Let's Talk Real Estate.
There you go. All right. Well, normally I'd say, I just, if anyone's realized Mason Dixon isn't here, this is where he closes us out with our sponsors. And I didn't even realize he wasn't here until now. So our sponsor, of course, Tina Goodrich, Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, and the Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And then we got, help me out here, Country House Furniture.
Miata Imagery.
Yes, Max Masters from Masters Rehabilitation, or chiropractic and rehabilitation, and boy, I always
Wendy,
tell them to write
Wendy's
these
for the books.
Wendy's.
Isn't it Wendy's Halperin that does the book?
Well, I just always mention them because I'm nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we like
Wendy's. Children into reading, so I always remember them. They do great stuff out there.
The YDC?
Nope, they're not part of the show.
Not anymore, right now.
Sorry, Brooke.
Oh, well,
but
next
we
time,
love
Brooke.
Them.
No, we
yeah, great organization.
Oh, gosh. I love YDC. They come into the laundromat all the time.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's
Nicole.
Not. These are where the paid pro sponsors get to go.
We love Nicole Galata.
Yep. All right. And UFC Tree Care.
Yes.
And a Senior UFC Services Tree, of Van Buren County.
Yes. All and right. Mason Dixon.
Mason Dixon on Power Lube TV.
Right.
Yep. RacingMason.com. I already went way over. All right. Okay. We got to go. We'll be back. We're going to howl. Well, we won't
howl.
Be back. So we're going to howl at the Moondog. Ready?
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Ow!
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.